Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. You can share your thoughts on that or whatever else is on your mind with the Bills. Any other thoughts around the NFL now that week one is in the record books? You can let us know about that as well, and we'll get to another moment. Anything else you want before we do, you know what?
We're doing it this soon.
We have to.
Why?
We got a guest at 8:30.
All right. Well.
And you don't want to wait till 9 o'clock.
For you to pick the Bills? Well, I'll be gone by 9 o'clock.
Well, there you go.
I got to get out of here.
That's what I'm saying. You're wearing,
yeah, I just didn't see golfing. Oh, that's a nice golf shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like the
I am dressed for the course today.
Very stylish, yes.
And it's a work event. So I don't think I'm getting out. I'm not getting out scot-free.
Don't peddle that. Come on.
It's a work event.
How many other guys do you know that got how many rounds of golf out of work?
I'm playing
the whole Friday foursome. I know this is a different thing.
I'm playing with multiple bosses here, okay?
Yeah. No. Below.
So, all right, you know what? When they ask, what do you think of Howard these days? I might have a different answer if you keep going down this road. You know what?
You mean it would change from he's a big jerk, why do you make me work with him all these years?
Right.
You would actually change your answer? How many Friday foursomes will you have when all said and done?
There will have been 12.
Okay, so you got 12 free rounds of golf thanks to, work golf.
Worked. Yeah, a lot of work.
And all these other tournaments you're playing because you're a personality.
When Phil Mickelson is on the course, he's working.
Uh-huh. So you're working.
Yep.
How are you working at Friday foursomes? Customer relations?
Working on my game.
Okay. I thought you were supposed to say listener relations. You're bonding with listeners of the radio station.
Real quick before we get to Howard Picks the Bills. Jim asks, I always lose track of when Howard picks the Bills, which is crazy because it's the most important part of my week.
Goodness.
Would you consider stepping it up to a daily or even an hourly segment? You know what we need? Like ESPN2, we need WGR2, and it'll go on the second feed, and it's just a constant run of you picking the Bills that week.
Hey, how about
in case
this?
Anyone forgot where you are.
How about this? You can do alternate versions of Pick the Bills. Howard in a good mood picks the Bills. Howard in a foul mood picks the Bills. And you can run them on different stations, whatever you want to do. My mood determines whether the Bills are going to win or not, clearly. If I'm having a good day, like what was the the pick the Bills last week before the opener. I'd just come off 10 days off from vacation, so they went 10-6. It's very simple. If I'm happy, really, that's the best part of the guy's week. Look, I'm not here to judge your life, sir, but wow. I'm worried about you, whoever that person was.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get my spiel ready. Last week it was The Lion King. I was trying to think of.
Would you like me to buy you a little more time as you get ready?
No. Hold on. I know the.
Are
line
you going to do like a movie theme? Or you're trying to come up with a theme each week for this?
I was thinking about it.
I wonder if you could come up with a theme that ties it into who they're playing against. New York.
Well, here you go.
New York.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, right.
A nation is turning its eyes to you right now.
A nation turns its only
Bills
eyes to
nation
me.
Turns its eyes to you. With great power comes great responsibility, and you wield that. So let's get to it. We got a week in the books. We know exactly who the Bills are. We know who all their opponents are.
Wasn't that Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes.
Right, Mrs. Robinson? Nation turns its eyes to you. Yeah. Very good.
Well, we're turning our eyes to you. Let's pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Can't we do this tomorrow?
No.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
There was a comment from Sam Darnold about how their offense is going to be exciting and it's going to be creative and they're going to do some fun things out there and they're going to be electric. And yet I'm going to take the Bills to win the opener on Sunday over the Jets.
Looks down the middle, looks left, looks for John Brown. Gets separation, makes the catch at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown!
People love when you pick the Bills, and you don't believe that.
You know, sometimes football happens.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Give me a second before you do this. The electric thing, I wanted to find this for... So we mentioned the, I'll get in a second. We mentioned the New York tabloids. the greatest headline makers in the world are the New York tabloids. The New York Post went with same fold Jets. Oh, I got to find this. Here we go. So the thing about Darnold, right? He had said that the offense was going to be electric. The New York, I want to maybe say Daily News.
Power outage.
Unplugged.
Ah.
Unplugged. Jets blow 16-point lead. Quote, electric offense, short circuits in opener. Unplugged.
I wonder if electric offense is their version of you saying the Bills defense is going to be world's better.
How about, that was Newsday, I think. The Daily News. Front cover of the Daily News. With a picture of whoever it is, Jets player laying on the ground with his hands on his head like, oh my God. 154 days until pitchers and catchers report, Bills, nice. Because of the Jets and the Giants both losing on opening day. Anyway.
Well, Texter wants me to point out the Bills haven't lost anything this year. 4-0 in the preseason.
Oh,
they carried
goodness.
That into the regular season. Got off to their 1-0 start. 17-16, the win. You had this as a win. You flopped it back and forth a couple times. But just as you expected, a win.
You picked the Bills to win 3 times, and you picked them to lose 5 times before this
game.
Wow. Who was it? Who was on with us recently and said he had the Bills going 23-0, which included the preseason?
That's going to be impressive. Bills at Giants this week.
Not worried about this one at all.
Win.
Not worried at all.
You know what? I'm going to put a little NWW.
Not worried.
A not worried win.
Sure.
We're going to get a whole new lexicon here.
Yeah, we need a rating system.
A not worried win.
Very worried, not worried, somewhat worried. Is that how you want to do this?
You do whatever you want.
Not worried at all, really. I think the Bills defense will win this matchup, whether Sterling Shepard plays or not. Look, there's one concern that Saquon Barkley doesn't go bananas on the Bills. I think they can really focus on him. The Giants offensive line is having some issues. And the bigger issue, I think, is the Giants defense. The Cowboys picked on the rookie cornerback, Baker, I think is the guy's name. They drafted him this year. Cowboys picked on him a lot. My guess is the Bills will try and do the same thing. So I think the Bills offense will have success against the Giants defense. I'm not worried about this game.
Win.
Knock on wood.
On to 2-0.
I should probably
home
not say
opener.
That. When they lose,
Cincinnati,
you're going to play
Cincinnati, the Bengals, who may have surprised some people. One thing I saw from this Cincinnati-Seattle opener is that Seattle ran the ball 25 times or something. Seattle tries to kill games. Seattle has a plane to catch. They are just, let's run the
fast
clock.
Games.
Let's get it out of here.
It's good.
They kept Cincinnati in the game by running so much. Cincinnati gets 400 yards passing from Andy Dalton in a loss. Bills, home opener. Bills, Bengals. Do you care about who the Bengals play in week two?
Yeah.
You do care. Okay.
Not really, but I'm
Cincinnati
curious
Cincinnati
anyway.
Will play the 49ers at home this
week.
Okay,
they should win that game. Good. So they get there. They don't have to worry about opening 0-3 and have motivation when they're here. They'll beat the Niners. They'll be 1-1. Yeah, that was eye-opening. I told you my brother was in a survivor pool, and I said, take Seattle. I was really confident the Seahawks would win, and I didn't think it was going to be close, sweated out like it was. Really impressed by the Bengals and their offense and what they did. But I'm going to make this one of those home field games now. I'm guessing the Bills would be a small favorite in this game because they're at home. So I'll take the Bills. Home field wins.
Home field wins. Which quarterback will finally crack the Bills for 200 yards passing? If you want to toss that at us, we could accept that as well.
Wow. I don't think it's going to be Eli. Not with the dearth of weapons he has.
Or 210 yards passing, whatever the number is.
Unless Engram goes nuts.
3-0 against...
Dalton could do that for sure in week three. Yeah,
3-0. Could do that. Home, New England, week four.
Who's New England playing? Oh, God, they're playing Miami next. I don't know who they play in week three, but they'll obliterate the Dolphins. That doesn't matter. Go ahead, move on.
Patriots. Patriots.
But.
Will Antonio Brown have a touchdown? Will Bills fans boo him?
Oh, gosh, yes. You kidding me?
The Patriots play the Jets in week three.
Oh, boy. All right,
yeah.
So they'll be 3-0. Or should Bills fans thank Antonio Brown for not wanting to come here so they didn't have to put up with Antonio Brown?
You know, there's a lot of emotions in that one.
Right?
Boo!
Yay! Thank you.
Are you upset with me?
No!
I'm happy.
Did you?
There's a lot going on here.
Did you guys hear the chant that the Raiders fans were chanting during the game yesterday?
No.
Expletive AB, and it was the F word.
That's nice.
Let's go with that.
All right, there you go.
Fade AB.
Just
giving you some fantasy advice.
Anyway, where are we at? Yeah, so no, but,
3-1.
But at least, hey, if they're 3-0 going into the New England game here, that's going to be a great week. So bring it on. Let's hope for that, but I would still, man, Brady with, again, with Gordon, and if Brown keeps his head on straight, and Julian Edelman, man, that is some nasty receiving core.
Going to get some interesting switches maybe coming up. Bills at the Titans.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is Tennessee good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think their defense is really good, and I like the weapons they've put around Marcus Mariota. I'm still not a huge Mariota fan. But you have to be impressed with what they did on opening day in Cleveland. I will make that a loss.
Loss.
Yeah.
To the Titans.
Yep.
Okay.
Tough then, road game.
Then the bye week. Come back. Three straight home games. Boy, are Bills fans ready for this run.
Is this the Dolphins?
Dolphins.
Oh, my goodness. What's the over-under? How many points did the Bills score that day? It's not 59.
It's 35.
Okay.
Allen has big games against Miami. He has before they were as bad as they are.
Yep.
It's a party.
Right. You remember that not worried thing?
Not worried win. Got it. All right, win.
Lock it in, baby. Put it in cement.
Home Eagles.
You know, it's funny. If the Eagles would have gone and lost to Washington, I might have felt differently about that game. But they came back. They won. Wentz looked good. DeSean Jackson is probably thrilled to be back on that offense. So I'll continue to – I've made that a loss. I'll continue to make that a loss. I think Philly's one of the better teams in the league.
Okay, lost the
Philadelphia Eagles. They were down 17 to Washington.
Home, Washington, who didn't look like a pushover in that
game.
No,
yeah, but now – so maybe that – I wouldn't say maybe that changes. I still think the Bills should be able to beat Washington at home, but they fared a lot better than I would have thought in week one against the Eagles. I would have thought that would have been not much of a contest. Case Keenum was all right in week one. I still think the Bills are better than Washington. It's a home game for the Bills, so I'm pretty sure I will always take the Bills in that game. The Pats are – someone tweeted in. The Pats are – is that right? They're an 18.5-point favorite over Miami?
I believe it.
It's got to be a record, right? Is that
– go ahead. Definitely – I don't think it's a
record. It's not a
record.
Like,
it might be close.
The Bills last year in Minnesota were what, 16?
See, the Bills beating Washington.
Yes, please.
Okay. At Cleveland, week 10. By this point, the Browns have completely fallen apart. Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham have gotten in a fight. Beckham's wearing two watches.
Yeah, and he's going to get fined. Apparently, he was not allowed to wear the watch. That was worth $350,000.
They're going to talk to him. Is he definitely getting fined?
Oh, I thought he was. They're going to talk to him.
You are allowed to wear a watch. You're not allowed to wear something that can be hard. So if the watch is too hard, they're going to talk to him. They're trying to figure out how to do this, last I saw.
I swear, I thought you were going to tell me it has to be a league-approved watch. Whatever that is. Anyway, you know what? I'll still say it's a loss. I'm not going to go and overreact to a blowout loss in week one for the Browns. I still think they're a good football team. I still believe in Baker Mayfield. And it is a road game for the Bills. So I'll keep that as a win for the Bills. If the Browns lose to the Jets...
Wait, you're keeping it as a win for the Bills?
A win for the Browns.
Okay, win
if
for the
Browns. If the Browns lose to the Jets, I'll have to reassess my thought on that game.
At Miami, week 11.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, come on. I got to look at the Dolphins' schedule and see if they'll beat anybody.
Okay. Home Denver did not look impressive in their opener against the Raiders.
I'll take your word for it. I didn't stay up for that one.
Their coach is a dinosaur. He might coach some good defense, but this guy's going to lose them games with his decisions.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't really expect much from Denver this season anyway. I've always felt that's a win. And, you know, that, Washington, Miami, I think all three, you can put them in the not worried column.
Okay. At Dallas, Thanksgiving Day.
Worried about that one. You know, worried about that one. Impressive opening day for Dak Prescott. And I'll keep making that a loss. I'd have to see things, you know, change significantly either here or there to flip that around. I still think it's a loss.
Tough one here. Home, Baltimore, to open the December portion of the schedule.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think you know, Baltimore was a team I expected to be in the playoff mix, okay? And I think they're good. I don't want to put a lot of stock in 59 points on opening day because it was Miami. But for now, Baltimore was really good. Lamar Jackson stayed in the pocket. He only ran three times, had a big day throwing the ball. Marquise Brown looks like he's going to be a great weapon for Lamar Jackson. So I'll make that a loss.
Loss to the Ravens?
Yeah.
December rolls along with a game in Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh.
Boy, they were...
December 15th.
They were not good
on
Sunday night. They were not good. And I'm not sure, again, how much the Steelers' defense is supposed to be good. It didn't look good Sunday night, but it's Brady. I'm not sure how much to read into that, but I'll tell you what. I'll make this one a win for now, only because I have a feeling the Steelers might completely be off the rails by December. So for now, I'll make it a win. I'll reassess after the first month of watching Steelers football.
All right. Patriots.
Yeah, I don't have a reason to change that one yet, so I wouldn't change either one of those games.
Okay,
even though I'll get yelled at on Twitter for not changing one of the Patriots games and being a coward.
Home Jets.
Win, baby. Jets season will be over, long over before then, so that's a win. Jets will be just running for the bus on that day.
Brayton, have you done the math on this? Have you counted them up?
15-1. No, 14-2.
Believe that is a 9-7 record.
That is what I have. 9-7.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think they're going 9-7.
9-7.
Give me a 10-6 and change one of the games.
No, that's not how this works.
Yeah, they're 10-6. Give me 10-6.
No, Howard, not how it works. You've made your picks.
You're just trying to not get yelled at because you're going to get yelled at a lot.
Yeah, I know.
People are going to be. Can I read you?
No, it's 10-6.
Got to read you some of the text.
It's 10-6.
Texter writes in, Howard must be on a psychedelic trip to pick a loss to the Titans.
It's 10-6, isn't it?
Leave Buffalo, you hack, for picking the Ravens.
It's 10-6. You guys are wrong. It's 10-6.
Is it?
I did it myself.
Patriots, Titans, Eagles, Browns, Dallas, Ravens, Patriots.
Oh, no, I had them beating the Browns on my schedule. Change it to a win.
Oh, you want them to beat the Browns?
Yeah, I still think they're going 10-6.
I did not hear you say that they're picking the win.
You're right. On my paper, I said win, but I said it wrong to him. Give me a win in the Browns game. So 10-6.
I'll give him this. There was a little discrepancy. I said, you mean the Browns or the Bills?
No. I actually did say it. I have them on my paper. I want them going 10-6, Jeremy. So they're going 10-6.
Okay.
I just flipped around a couple games. So 10-6. I'm not going to pick them to win one less game after a win.
Well, the point is that you know more about the other teams now. Tennessee has not been a loss before. Now it's a loss. And you know, the Browns have been a win before. The Browns have been a loss up until today. Now the Browns are a win. Bad.
So it's 1 week, and I'm probably overreacting to a lot of stuff in week one. That's why I need to see a little more. But whatever. I still think they can get to 10-6. That's the bottom line.
More texts. This, after Alonzo hit two homers. What would happen if an angry Howard?
Yeah, they won,
Howard?
Too. That's right. I mean, they beat Arizona last night, so they're still alive. Yeah.
Another text writes in, it's only fun, Matt from West Seneca, picking the Bills is only fun when you surprise an already annoyed Howard with it. That's right. You came to us this time like, all right, let's do it.
I wanted to get it out. It's like going to the dentist.
But he's right.
You know you got to go and do it. You might as well get it out of the way.
But it's only fun for us if you are tackled on the street and brought into a dentist chair. Now's the time. Yeah. Please, you weren't ready for this.
Please don't do that. I got to go to the dentist tomorrow, actually, so that's what I was thinking about.
10-6.
10-6. Give me 10-6.
Well, now that things have been switched around, like looking for Billsy wins and Billsy losses, it's always going to be Dallas. It's that Billsy win. Like the surprise win that people don't think they have a chance to get a win there.
Yeah.
Boy, that Ravens game, holy cow, will that be important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do this.
I hope Pittsburgh's out of it by then, so that game after that is not as important.
What's the next? You look at it and say,
this
wow,
is a big game.
What a game on the schedule.
Tennessee.
Okay, because it was the Jets, obviously, with the opener. Giants, whatever. Bengals,
you
we'll
could
see.
Say, but I don't think Cincinnati will be in it at the end. I really
Their division,
don't.
That division top to bottom is pretty good. Tennessee's the next really big one.
Yeah.
Not to say the other games aren't, but you know
No,
what,
but
you
in
know
terms
I mean.
Of wild card implications and who you might be trying to beat out at the end of the season, unless I think that the South comes down to two teams, Tennessee and Houston. Right, I don't think the Colts are going to be a factor. I don't think the Jaguars are going to be a factor without Foles. So the South comes down to two teams. I think Tennessee is the next game you look at and say, I mean, people, you might tweet at me and go New England, but I don't think they're beating the Patriots. So for me, it's Tennessee. That's the big swing game.
More texts. 9-7, move to Canada. 10-6, Howard, we're so lucky to have you.
I could move to Canada. I mean, it's not that far.
Oh, boy, there's being calls for an investigation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Maybe 9-7, 10-6, something.
We're going to need your memos.
My notes?
We're going to need your documents, sir. I need to see it.
There you go.
All right, we'll confiscate this. We'll see what
it is. You want me to screenshot it and tweet it out?
I'm going to need to carbon date when you wrote the W on the sheet.
I should have timestamped it, didn't I? Yep. Oh, I forgot to timestamp it. It's revisionist history.
First, we had coin flip gate. Now we have, this. I meant to pick a win.
Now this. I'm going to tweet a picture of this out so people believe me.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Here, look, there's evidence. I've got physical evidence. Just call me the deflator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.